It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. We're about to go to China, where the government is trying to get millions of smokers to stop lighting up in public places. First, we examine a public health problem here in the United States, the epidemic of childhood obesity. It's a familiar problem, but still the numbers are shocking. In the last 40 years, obesity rates in school-age kids have more than quadrupled. Treating obesity-related medical problems in children costs an estimated $14 billion per year.
Now, a philanthropic organization devoted to health care and policy says it's going to try to reverse the trend of childhood obesity. The Robert Wood Johnson Foundation, which also provides funding to NPR, announces this morning that it will dedicate $500 million to the effort. Dr. Risa Leviso-Mori is the head of the foundation. She says Americans and their children have become obese because they have lost sight of a simple concept.
We know that in order to have a healthy weight, the energy you take in the form of calories, has to be equal to the energy that you burn in physical activity. And over the last decades, that balance has gotten way out of whack. It's out of whack because we've taken physical activity out of our schools. It's out of whack because everywhere we go, we're faced with choices of high-energy food that may not be particularly nutritious. It's out of balance because physical activity has really just been engineered out of our life. So we have a situation where that balance needs to be re-engineered back into our society.
Give us an example of one particular initiative that works.
Let me give you an example from the state of Arkansas. This is a state that has a large population of children who are overweight or obese. And by putting together a combination of policy changes, beginning with a strong commitment by the governor of that state, they've been able to make dramatic changes in the rates of obesity in the state. They took the junk food out of schools. They taught families how to engage their kids in healthy eating and greater physical activity. They measured whether kids were at risk for being overweight, and they put physical activity back into the schools.
$500 million is a lot of money, but it's possibly an even bigger problem. To reverse childhood obesity, you need to change many things at once, including how people behave at home, the messages children get from the environment and their parents. Can this money really do that?
We're making this commitment of $500 million because we think by making a large commitment, we highlight the urgency of this problem and we call others to action. We can't do it alone. Certainly we can't. But if we are able to help others understand the magnitude and urgency of this problem and galvanize their support towards changing it, absolutely, as a nation, we can change this. We've made these kinds of dramatic changes in our behavior, in our culture in the past that have led to better health for the population, whether it was seat belts, whether it's reducing the amount of tobacco use in this country. These are big changes that, as a nation, we've made when we made the commitment to do so.
Dr. Risa Leviso-Mori is the president and CEO of the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation, which announced today it's devoting $500 million to reversing the trend towards childhood obesity.